Now, last year was a big year in space discoveries. We also had the death of Cassini, as well as a mysterious particular object appear in our solar system for the first time. What about 2018? What will be happening? What do cosmologists want to happen? To discuss this and more is my favourite astrophysicist from sunny Canberra, Dr. Brad Tucker.
How's it going, Joel?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good. We are sunny today, which is good. It was a bit windy on Monday, and it's going to be hot on Friday, but you know that's the way Canberra is.
I think that's actually the way New South Wales has been as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's been a bit all over the place.
Now, what's the latest space news we should know?
You know, there's lots of things happening. In fact, we last Friday, on Mars, a number of glaciers were discovered. So these are glaciers like you imagine on Earth, but they're all across Mars, at least 8 giant glaciers. So they contain a lot of fresh water, which is great because this is where we know that life needs water, or right now at least it does on Earth, and where if we go to Mars, that's what we're going to need to use. So this is kind of a really good game changer in how we view the potential of Mars and our future on Mars. But there's also some really cool things. So just at the end of this month, on the 31st, we'll have a total lunar eclipse.
How's the weather looking, do you think, around the 31st of January?
So the great thing about a lunar eclipse is it happens for quite a while. So starting from sunset on the evening of the 31st, so it will also be a supermoon and a blue moon. So blue moon is when you get two full moons in a month. So it'll be the second full moon of January. But it won't appear blue, it'll appear red. And it'll be super because it's close, but it won't be that super. But it'll be red. So from about 11 p.m., so hopefully some of this bad weather will have gone out of the way. We won't get any clouds. You'll start to see the moon darken. So the moon will be passing into the Earth's shadow. And then when it gets into a totality, when it's completely into the Earth's shadow, it'll actually turn red. So it's sometimes called a blood eclipse. And so it's red because what you're seeing is the sunrise and sunset. So light going through the Earth is beaming onto the moon. So you're actually seeing the sunrise and sunset of the Earth on the moon, and then it will move out, get darker, and then brighter. So we have a period of a couple hours this event happens on the night of the 31st. So hopefully it's clear at some point to see it.
How often does a blood moon happen?
So lunar eclipses happen quite irregularly, but we're in a period where we actually get 3 total lunar eclipses every 6 months. So there's another one happening in July 27th, 28th, and then again next year. So if you miss it, if by chance the weather doesn't cooperate on the 31st, we'll get another chance at it to see most of the lunar eclipse on the 27th, 28th of July. So it's not a total loss, but the weather will be good. I hereby declare the weather will be good on the 31st of January.
You've never steered me wrong.
The weather doesn't disagree with me at all, but that's another story.
Speaking of the moon, is any country planning on going back there this year?
So we've heard a lot of talk about, you know, Trump announced recently that he wants to send the U.S. back to the moon. The biggest thing we'll see with the moon is that both India and China are planning rovers on the moon. So we'll see them land rovers just as we've seen on Mars. And SpaceX, if everything goes according to plan, we might see SpaceX actually launch tourists. So these are 2 people that would go in a Dragon capsule, go around the moon, kind of as paying tourists to see what the moon looks like up close and personal. They won't land on it, but they'll go near it. So it will either happen at the end of this year or early next year. So while we won't be as Australia hugely involved, there's a lot of other countries turning attention to the moon because that's where the next goal is, to build up our capabilities around the moon because that's the stepping stone to Mars.
That's quite incredible. Are there any other major plans in sight for this year?
So we will probably see the first time this year between 200 and 300 rocket launches. So that's nearly a rocket launch a day. China's planning 30 to 50 alone. SpaceX has a goal of 50 to 70. And they'll be testing their new Falcon 9 Heavy. So this is a giant rocket. So it's even bigger than their current reusable rockets. And we'll see their development of now humans going in their capsules to the International Space Station. So we'll see a lot of rocket activity. But we'll also, for the first time in recent history, see a big thing, one of these things coming down. The older listeners might remember Space Lab when it came crashing to Western Australia in 1979. Well, and if anyone has seen the movie Gravity, the ending scene is actually going to happen. So we will see Tiangong-1, the Chinese space station, come crashing to the Earth in March.
Wow. Is that something we should be worried about? Or
Yes.
Oh, okay.
generally not. So, you know, all these rockets that go up, they normally land. So there's actually a spacecraft graveyard in the Southern Ocean, halfway between New Zealand and South America. But this is in an uncontrolled descent. So it's uncontrolled in where it's happening. So it's going to come crash into the Earth somewhere between plus 43 and minus 43 latitude, which is pretty much half the Earth and half the Earth where most people live. So, for instance, minus 43 latitude is past Tasmania. So it can happen from crashing anywhere in that range, and we're not exactly sure the time. So it's losing about a kilometer of altitude every orbit. So it has a number of orbits still to go, but we will start to see it, and there will be large pieces, pieces the size of upwards of 100 kilograms that still survive reentry, which for those who probably think about it, yes, that is dangerous.
Yeah. Are we going to be able to see it as it's slowly getting closer towards Earth in its rotations?
Depending on where it starts to re-enter, we might actually see part of it as, you know, a big fireworks show. So the whole re-entry process will take a couple orbits. And as that starts those couple orbits, you'll start to see bits burning off. And if it happens to go in areas near where you're located, you will see a bright fireworks show during the daytime or evening. Let's just hope that a big piece doesn't come to you, because I can guarantee your homeowner insurance policy does not cover things falling from space. It is actually not covered.
Unbelievable.
It's enough of a worry that they list it not to happen.
Yeah, I know. Now, are we getting a space agency in May?
So, yes. You know, we heard and we talked about the cool announcement that we're going to get a space agency at some point, and it looks like it will be announced in the federal budget in May. Now, what shape or form it takes place remains to be unseen. And, you know, it won't be set up in a daytime. You won't be seeing astronauts being launched in June. But you will see that, you know, we have a concerted effort to put in a space agency, and the formation, the beginning of it, how much money or goals, that's all going to be start announced in May, and we'll see that development. So it will be the year of space and the year of Australia's involvement in space. One of the biggest questions is, what is the name going to be? You know, there is a group that has already named it the Australian Research and Space Exploration Group, or the acronym ARSE, which the Americans don't get, which is quite funny when they see it. But the biggest question is, what is, you know, because NASA's taken, so we need to think of a good one. My money's on ANSA, the Australian National Space Agency.
If they don't name it after you, I'm writing a letter. Now, obviously, 2018 is looking very exciting. What about last year? What were some things that people may have missed?
So, you know, look, I mean, I think we saw a lot of development in Mars and people's goals on Mars. As you saw, we saw the first interstellar asteroids. So this is the first thing from another solar system that came into our own. I think what we don't realize is, you know, there's so many groups working together that we're starting to really make space our own. You know, SpaceX had a lot of success launching these private reusable rockets. They have six that they launched. That's another thing I forgot to say. We'll see in SpaceX's test, Elon Musk is putting one of his Teslas in there to launch into space, just because he can. I really hope something goes wrong, only because I want someone in future history to figure out why there's a random car floating somewhere in space. And it's the answer is being Elon Musk's ego. Like, I would love someone to write a whole dissertation on trying to understand why this happened. Anyways, you know, we saw a lot of development in what we call these fast radio bursts, these mysterious explosions that happen in space, and these were discovered by the Parkes telescope, the DISH. We will see, or we saw, rather, a lot of activity on the moon, you know, and talk about the moon space station. And, you know, we saw the great end of Cassini and all of that unlocked, that Titan has rivers and lakes, that the moon Enceladus around Saturn probably has hydrogen gas coming off of it, which is a sign of life. We discovered that there was more dwarf planets in our solar system. We led a search and are figuring out that Planet 9 probably exists, a new solar system planet. So all these things, it's all last year. You know, our view of our place in space and the cosmos was completely changed in a year. So I can't wait to see what really happens in 2018 and all the stuff that we don't know. all the discoveries that people are working on that will make the discovery. That's going to be what's going to happen, and how Australia becomes involved and still leading the way in doing these things.
Unreal. It's all very exciting. Brad, thank you so much again for your time.
No worries, Joel. Take care.
That was Dr. Brad Tucker, Research Fellow at the Research School of Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Australian National University in Canberra, discussing all things space for 2018.